All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. If you notice, there's a lot of empty seats, so if you don't mind being spread out, that's fine. You're welcome to move up too. I'm not too smelly this morning. I did take a shower, so you can scoot up if you want to. Thanks again for being here, and Austin, what are you trying to communicate to me? Yeah, we're skipping that and just going right into the message now. So we have a schedule we try to follow. I don't know if you guys knew that. It's printed out each week, and so yeah, that's what I'm always holding. No, hey, you don't have to say sorry. Don't worry, Margaret. That was perfect. We needed that. So anyway, all right, let's get back on track. Again, thank you for being here. As I look around the room, I think most of you have been here for parts of our current series, Get Plugged In. How many of you, this is your first time here with us? Anybody? Well, welcome. Sorry to, don't mean to embarrass you guys, but everybody turn around and look at them. So, just joking. Hey, thanks for being here, seriously. We are a brand new church, and so we want to just make sure we kind of hit the ground running, everybody on the same page, everybody kind of knowing what we're about. And yeah, God is definitely going to be shaping us and forming us as we move one step at a time with Him as our leader. There are a couple of pieces of paper on your chairs that I want to refer to this morning. One is a packet that we've had the last several days. Again, you're welcome to take a copy and keep it as your own. The very first page kind of captures our mission, our vision for what we feel God wants us to be as Hope Hill Church. And that is to glorify Him in everything we do, to be a part of transforming lives and allowing Him to transform our lives, and ultimately being used to impact the world, both here and in places like Moldova and around the world. So that's our mission and our vision. And then the next couple pages are what we would consider our essential beliefs, things that we feel are straight out of the Word of God, about who He is, about who we are, about who He created us to be and how we can become all that He intended. And there's only a couple ways that we can do that, and that is through Him. And this morning, we're kind of summarizing this series and asking officially, for those of you who are here, who's on board? Who here has felt God saying, God's calling us to be a part of Hope Hill Church? And in a sense, some churches call it membership. Other churches call it community. And during the phase we're in, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Shirley, I saw your hand up. Did you have a? No. Do you need? Oh, you're good. Okay. So here's what I wanted to find out, though. I want to make sure everybody has these pages because I'm going to refer further to them today, and I want to make sure you have them. So first of all, does everybody here have one of those packets that says core values and statements of faith? Anybody here not have one? Everybody's got one? Okay, great. The second piece of paper that I need every person in the room to have, if you're a couple, I'd like each and every one of you, if you have family with you, I'd like each member of the family to have one of these. And it says an affirmation of community. Do you see that page? Will you raise your hand if you do not have one? We've got extras we can pass out right now. We need an extra? Okay. Hey, Jordan, will you help me out, man? Will you pass that out to anybody who needs one, including your mom? There you go. So we want to make sure everybody has this affirmation of community, and I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes, okay? We are at an interesting phase as a church, just to kind of bring you up to speed. We set out about a year ago. I was on staff at a church called First Baptist Church of Woodbridge, a little building on the corner of Minneville and Prince William Parkway, and I was there for 6 years. And I went to that church knowing God was calling me to one day pastor or start a new church. And I went there hoping that it would be soon. I actually didn't go there. I actually got a call saying, "Will you come work for us?" And I said, "No, I'm trying to do my own thing." But God made it clear that I was supposed to go there, and I did. I said, "I'll come and work for you for a year," and that stretched to 6, okay? So God was perfect in that plan. He had a lot of things He wanted us to learn. He had a lot of you that He wanted us to meet. Some of you came here from First Baptist, and the relationships and the time we had there together bonded us together and prepared us for this launch of this new church. And they have graciously stepped up and given us $150,000 to start this church with. At first it was nothing. At first it was, man, the government is shutting down. The economics of the area are bad. John, be blessed, but we can't help you. And so I knew that God still was calling me to do it. So just like Peter, you know, God was saying, get out of the boat. And so I did. Well, about 3 months before I decided to leave that good paying job and step out, they came to me and said, we want to give you six months salary to help you get started. So that was a huge blessing. And then they recently came to us and said, we want to give you $40,000 this year, $30,000 next year, $20,000 and $10,000, stepping it down. So that's great. First Baptist Church, in a sense, you could say, is like our mother church, okay? They're kind of who helped us get started. But at the same time, you know, we have a lot of other organizations. Some of you were here back in November, September, October, at the beginning of the year, when somebody from the state convention showed up and gave us a check for $30,000. And then we've had a bunch of other supporters who have said, we believe in what God's doing in the forming of this new church. And so, you know, God is blessed. And because of that, next week, next Sunday, we will have our second full-time pastor join us on staff. And some of you have met him. His name is TJ Williams. He's been here off and on throughout the year. And so this is going to be a great step for us as a church, a great opportunity for me to be able to take some stuff off of my plate and put it on somebody else's. Not that we don't already have a ton of people. Andrew is now full-time with us for the summer as well. The guy who was up there playing the guitar, if you don't know Andrew, one of the guys, the guy up front, that guy right there, standing up, okay? So Andrew's joining us for the summer. He teaches during the school year and is on staff at Christ Chapel Academy in the summer. He had more time to give us, and God has blessed us financially to be able to start to build the staff that we think God wants us to have to build this church and to equip you, to equip each of us to discover our part and to find out how God wants to use us to make a difference in this area and around the world. And so what we need in order to have a church is what? People, exactly. And we've got people. Look around the room. And there are a lot of people who are on the soccer fields right now who are a part of this church. You don't have to be sitting here every Sunday morning to be a part of who we are. We are not that kind of church. You know, oh, we checked our attendance records and you missed three times last month. You know, we're revoking your privileges. We're not going to be that kind of church ever. We want to be a church that is more about the relationships that we're building with each other, the relationships that are growing between us and Christ, and the relationships we're trying to build with those in our community, around us, and in our world. Whether you sit here every Sunday or not, doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it does. Here's what I mean. If you have to be away from here because God has you somewhere else on a Sunday morning, then we are with you in that. A great story. And I get to brag on a lot of them because a lot of them are here this morning because we don't have a soccer game. But for years, my daughter played soccer from first grade on. And I've been in ministry for 20 years, and so our family has always done ministry together. But there were many times on Sundays where either I would be able to miss a Sunday morning or Brandy would miss a Sunday morning, and we'd be out in the fields with our daughters, building relationships with friends and neighbors. And a couple years ago, Jordan came to us and said, you know, I led one of my teammates to Christ. We prayed to receive Christ right on the soccer field. And it was just like, wow, that's amazing. That's what it's all about. And so that's what we want to be about. If God has you wherever he has you, you are a missionary there in that place. You don't have to go to Moldova to be a missionary. You can go to the Pentagon or to the school you work at, or riding on the back of a trash truck if you're a trashman. You can be a missionary wherever God sends you. And so that's the kind of church we want to be. And over the past couple weeks, we've looked at this document together, the core values and the beliefs. That's really the essentials of what we believe in as a church. We recognize that there are many of you from different backgrounds, different denominations, and we basically invite you to come and to say, and to look, here's the essentials of what we believe. We believe these are core beliefs, and yeah, there are some areas that we don't think are as essential, Not that they're not important, but there are just some areas where we can agree to have a different view on and still be in the will of God. Just to give you a quick example, some of you come from a background that believes in speaking in tongues. Now, how many of you ever heard of speaking in tongues? Will you raise your hand? Okay. So most of us in here are at least familiar with some version of what speaking in tongues is about. I'm not going to get into a teaching on speaking of tongues, but what I'm saying is that whether you believe in tongues or not doesn't make you or not make you a Christian. Okay? And so there are key things, though. If you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're not really a believer. You don't really believe in who God is. If you've not allowed Jesus' blood that was shed to forgive you of your sins and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, then you're not a believer. Those are not optional. There are certain things that are just key truths that we want to build on. And we'll have healthy, good discussion about different views of different theological beliefs. And we'll all grow and challenge each other to get into God's Word and to see, you know, where we believe and why and those kind of things. That's the kind of church we want to be. So if that's the kind of church you want to be a part of, then we want to invite you not to just come and sit in a chair one Sunday a month or five Sundays a month. We want you to be living your life as the church 7 days a week and sharing with us and celebrating with us on Sunday morning what God is doing in our lives as the church each and every day. Does that make sense? So I want to give you a good example of what it is to be a part of Hope Hill Church. About 9 months ago, when we were meeting in a little house right around the corner, there was about 80 of us crammed in this house, my house, right around the corner on Colonial Village Loop. And we were praying that God would birth this church. We were praying for a space. The doors of Ashland Elementary were closed. The last principal that was on staff here just didn't want to have to open up the doors on a Sunday. And we respected that. There are some schools that don't. But we were praying, God, show us a place, show us a space where you want us to meet. We're growing. And a couple weeks later, that principal resigned. And then 2 weeks later, the new principal came in, and in 5 minutes of meeting the principal, he said, sure, you can be here for as a church. So we're just so grateful that God has been that kind of just paving the way for us. And many of you have been with us for months and seen God just work miracles. Well, one of those miracles was God bringing a very special family into our lives. We were praying for neighbors in our community, and one night we went and knocked on the door of a family, the Jacobs. And they're right up here on the front row. And they live about five doors down from us, and we went and knocked, Brandy and I, you know, being that stalker set of neighbors who are planning a cult church in their home, you know. Hey guys, you want to drink some Kool-Aid? No, just joking. Okay, so we heard they were interested. I think they were walking their dog one night as we had tons of cars parked in front of our house once a week. And I don't know how the conversation started, but Janice, is Janice here? She's teaching. Janice, I think, met them as we were dismissing, and somehow a conversation struck up and they found out about us. And so Brandy and I went over there to meet. We're going to leave for a month because we were going on a kind of like a sabbatical before things got started. And we said, though, we heard you're interested and we'd love to just talk with you about what we're doing and when we get back, if you want to check things out. So anyways, short story is we got back and they said, we're in. We've been praying. God has shown us that we're supposed to be a part of what you're doing. And I was just like, wow, God, I didn't even have to like do a sales pitch or anything. And what was awesome is that they just jumped in completely. And they've been leading us in worship each Sunday morning. Isaac's been helping in our children's team each week, helping set up and run things back there with the children. Jordan has been playing drums in our band, in our youth band. And together as a family, they've opened up their doors for meetings, having church functions in there several nights a week, and also just pouring. There's a lot of things that we don't see that they do. Pouring their lives into the lives of some of our others here. Some of you have personally been blessed because of them pouring themselves into you. That's what it is to be a member of this church. They never signed any, well, they did sign a core team covenant. No, maybe, I don't know. But they said, it doesn't matter, we're in, God's shown us. And so we wanted to basically start to capture the stories of these families. There's a lot about the Jacobs that you have never seen or known. And we want to show you something this morning that we were hoping to show you back in December. We decided that we wanted to capture testimonies of the families that God was building Hope Hill Church with. And as of last night at about 11 o'clock, this video was finally finished after starting being filmed back in November. And timing's perfect because this is their last Sunday with us. And we just want to give you a chance to see a little deeper into the lives of the Jacob family and what has given them the faith and the hope that they have today that enables them to share with us and minister to us. So take a look at this video, and then we'll dive in some more.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Brad, and we're the Jacobs.
My husband was away on a debt with the military. My grandmother had just passed away. I took my three-month-old and my three-year-old and traveled back to Kansas. The morning after the funeral, my three-year-old woke up. He was screaming. I ran into the room to see what was going on. His left eye was pushed out, was not in the position it was supposed to be in. My mother and I took him to the eye doctor. He told us it was nothing to worry about. So I went ahead and took my three-month-old and my three-year-old and put them on an airplane and headed back to Maine. By the time we got to Maine, we realized this something was really, really wrong. I took him to the emergency room where the ER doctor told me, yes, it was something very serious. He put us in the ambulance to send us on to the next biggest hospital. When we arrived there, the doctors told us our son had brain cancer and it was growing out of his eye.
I remember exactly where I was when I found out. The skipper was waiting for me at the bottom of the ladder. He's never there when you get back from a mission, so I knew it was important.
A few hours before he was set to start radiation, the doctors started questioning maybe it wasn't cancer. So they put us on another ambulance and sent us on to the next biggest hospital in Boston.
After so many surgeries, we just really started losing hope. And Nicole started talking that we should just take his eye out. I didn't know what else to do. We started talking to the doctors and just trying to consider all the options, and that's when Nicole asked Jordan. And he was really clear about it. It's not our decision. And Nicole asked, well, whose decision is it? So God will tell us when it's time.
I think when I was first reading scripture, I was thinking that the hope is about my hope for Jordan to be healed and my hope for him to have a driver's license and a wife and children, and realizing through this whole situation that that's not God, necessarily what God is looking at. The hope is for what comes after this, what comes in heaven.
The neurosurgeon came in and he said, there's a new thing, and we just dealt with the surgery and the MRI and all those things, and he said, well, this is kind of a change your life situation.
He was diagnosed with an orbital lymphangioma, and basically it's just a empty balloon that's sitting behind his eye, and over time it fills with blood or liquid, and it actually pushes the eye out of the socket and pushes back on his brain. During those episodes, he wouldn't be able to eat anything. He would be in the hospital. His heart rate would be like in the 30s. His breathing would be erratic. His eye would be so light sensitive that we'd have to take black trash bags and tape them onto the windows.
He had his first surgery in Boston when he was 4. It relieved the pressure on the eye, and they said this would be something he'd go through for the rest of his life, that he would continue to have bleeds through his eye, into his brain, because he had the tissue all the way back to his ear. 2 years later, he had his second surgery, and that's when he was diagnosed with this new thing. He had a cavernous malformation in his brainstem that was inoperable. The neurosurgeon basically just set us down and said, this is a new thing, has nothing to do with what's already going on with him, and you need to live every day to the fullest. We can't tell you what's going to happen.
So the diagnosis of the orbital lymphangioma wasn't bad enough. We also had to get the diagnosis of cavernous malformation in the brainstem. and start talking about natural history of bees and how they progress and what we should expect.
Lifespans and fatality rates and all those things. That...
I definitely started to lose hope and just thought, well, we just won't have him anymore.
Every day to the fullest.
And everything rides on hope now. Everything rides on the faith somehow. And when the world has broken me down.
And that's when we met Dr. Shields.
We knew that that's what God wanted for us. We knew that was his plan. Dr. Shields had explained that he had started praying for a cure about the same time that Jordan was diagnosed, and we didn't even know each other. And God did reveal that to Dr. Shields, and he passed that blessing on to us.
I think the biggest lesson we've learned through all this is just to take life one step at a time. God continues to lead us where he wants us to go, the place of trusting him no matter what.
Everything rides on our hope now. Everything rides on our faith somehow. So when the world has broken me down, yeah, you've set me free.
We continue to pray for Jordan's healing, and we're so grateful for the doctor that God has brought into our lives.
Will you join me on up here? Come on, guys. Let's hear it for the Jacobs. Come on, Heather. We are, again, just so grateful for your obedience to God's call in helping us do this, and your countless hours and hours of ministry and pouring into the lives of many here. And we want to take this opportunity to pray for you guys as you prepare to go on to your next mission, your next calling. And we pray that God just opens the doors and paves the way and shows you clearly what's next as you head back home to Kansas. So if you feel led to come up here and put an arm on around them, to lay a hand on them as we pray for them, I invite you to come up and do so. Some of you have had some special touches from them, and this is just the way that you can reach back out to them. So there's a lot of room up here. If everybody wanted to come up, that'd be fine too. So come up if you feel led, and I'll lead us in a prayer. God, we thank you so much for the way that you, again, allow us to be a part of what you're doing. And God, I thank you for the way that you have shaped the Jacobs family and prepared them for ministry one step at a time, taking them through the dark trials that they've had to face, God. You've been there to produce in them hope. And as you continue to lead them from this place forward, God, we pray that you would continue to bless them, to show them where it is that you want them to plug into next, and how it is that you want them to serve you from this time forward. God, again, we thank you for the time we've had with them. And we pray, God, that you would bless them for the blessing they've been to us. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. So, today, we are asking you to consider joining us in such a way. We are literally going to have vacancies in several places on the stage. So, if you can play the bass guitar, we need you, okay? But no, seriously, we are looking for each and every one of us. I want to just quickly let you know that what we are about is not building a building. We are not here with a goal to one day have a piece of property somewhere that we can put up a brick or metal structure, which is probably all we'll be able to afford is metal, but that's not what we're about. We could be in this gym for years to come as long as we are known not for our seating capacity, but for our sending capacity. We want to be a church that is about equipping and building you so that God is preparing you for whatever's next, and for tomorrow, and for this afternoon, and for being the people He's called you to be right here. If God one day chooses to show us and bless us with property and a building, then we won't say no, but that's not what we're about. We're about building up the body of Christ. God has brought us together. Some of you are here and have been with us for this journey for a while. And what we want to ask that you consider doing, if you feel like God is possibly leading you to commit from now forward until He shows you something else, then we want to ask that you consider saying, we're ready. We're ready to jump on board. In the sense, this would be kind of our first official step as a church of starting membership. Now, the Bible says that the body is made up of several members. You have fingers, you have toes, you have arms, you have legs, you have organs, you have all your different other pieces, okay? And each and every one of us are important. You can't cut off the hands because they have a special job, and the feet carry the body. And so each of us, even though you may not be on stage or teaching children, maybe your job is to make coffee. Maybe your job is to help us find the next family in the community to help us pour into. Each of us have a special place, and we're simply asking you to consider if this is to be that place where you get plugged in. The church is one, the body of Christ, but made up of several different parts, and Hope Hill is just one of those parts. And so I have this affirmation of community, this paper, and I want you to hold it while I read from it. If you feel like God is calling you to be a part of this community, we want to ask you to, as an individual, decide if this is where God wants you. We ask again that each man, woman, and child that feels led to be here to consider doing this together, but on your own piece of paper. Having believed the gospel and thus received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and being in agreement with the Hope Hill Church core values and statement of beliefs, I now feel led by the Holy Spirit to unite with the Hope Hill Church body. In doing so, I fully embrace Hope Hill's statement of faith, mission, and vision. I commit myself to God and to the members of this body to do the following. I will share the responsibility of my church by praying for its growth, by inviting the unchurched to attend, and by warmly welcoming those who visit. I will actively participate in the ministry of my church by discovering my own spiritual gifts, by being equipped to serve, and by developing a servant's heart. I will promote the unity of my church by acting in love towards all people, by refusing to slander and gossip, and by following our spiritual leaders. I will advance the testimony of my church by faithfully participating in the life of the church community, by living an obedient Christian life, and by giving sacrificially. I have read and I agree with the core values and the statement of beliefs of this church. Now, before you sign anything, I want to ask you a couple things, as you can see statements listed at the bottom of this sheet. Many of us, again, come from different backgrounds, and some of you have come up to me in the last several months. I remember some conversations even going like this. You know, we really have seen the difference Hope Hill is making in our community, and we haven't been to church in a while, but we thought we'd come check it out again. And we're just great that you considered this to be a place that you would step back closer to God. Others of you have come up to me and said, you know what, we really enjoy being a part of what you're doing, but to be honest, we're not sure what we think about Jesus. And we've had some conversations about that. And my question to you today is that, first of all, if you want to be a part of what Hope Hill is doing, then our first invitation is for you to be a part of what Christ wants to do in your life. And if you're here this morning and you've never opened up your heart publicly and said, yes, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to follow you. I want you to be my Savior. I want you to forgive me of my sins and help me discover all it means to be a part of your body, then we would invite you to do that. And if you have never been baptized, maybe you were baptized and dedicated as an infant, but you yourself never decided, I want to let people know that I believe in Christ, then we invite you to consider being baptized. We have a very special service coming on July 3rd where we will do baptisms. And our service will not happen here. We will actually be meeting at Montclair Lake. We will have service in the pavilion and we'll have the lake there to do baptisms in. So if you would like to consider being baptized, if you today are feeling like I want to open up my heart and accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and maybe in a few weeks be baptized, then there are statements there at the bottom. I'd like you, as our worship team leads us in a closing time of worship, I'd like you to pray through this sheet and allow God to show you where it is that He wants you to step up. Maybe you've already accepted Christ and you just need to find a place to serve and you're ready to get on board. Then I ask that you just circle those statements. Allow God to speak to you through this time. If you are ready to commit to being here, are you ready to commit to living your life fully for Christ? As the worship team plays and as you pray through this sheet, I want this to be something done publicly, and here's why. We are, in a sense, like a team committing to one another. And so we're not going to have you have to speak up and say anything to everyone. We're not going to make you do that. But if at some point during our worship closing set, you feel God leading you to make one of these decisions, we want to ask that you bring your sheet forward. I'll be up here and some others will be up here. And we want you to give it to us and let us know what it is you're deciding today. And then we want to just dedicate that to the Lord by praying with you. And if there are other members of your family that have come up with you, we want to pray with you. And we want to just thank God for starting to build us as the church He wants us to build. So pray through that. And when you feel led, like God has given you peace about what decision you want to make, come on up during our worship time and pray with us. And then at the end, we'll celebrate all together what God has started today. Father God, thank you so much for what you're doing. We are excited and we celebrate in what you've already done so far and getting your word out through this community and helping us impact the lives of several around us. And God, I thank you for the way that you've brought transformation to the hearts and to the lives of many of those sitting in this room today. And so God, now we give this time to you. We pray your Holy Spirit speak to our hearts and you lead us to respond. Help us to be obedient, God. Thank you for all you've done for us. In your name we pray. Respond as the Holy Spirit leads you. Thank you for being here today and praying with us.